Mostly as the year came to a close, Carl, we saw liquidation. And that was not just on Wednesday, but over a period of several sessions going back to the previous week as well. So a quiet and mostly lower week after a year that was pretty difficult to stomach for a lot of farmers.
Really was. 2025 is going to go down as a tough year. It was tough for everybody for different reasons. We had low commodity values, high input costs, weather situations, weather stress, you name it. And this was across the entire Corn Belt through 2025. 2026 starting to look a little bit better for us. We've got some government policy changes coming at us, but 2025 was a tough year. The one big asterisk that'll go down for 2025 is the trade war that the United States had with China. Now, it was actually pretty quickly resolved. We did see by year end, China starting to come back in, and by the end of the year, China has known soybean purchases of 5.4 million metric tons and another 3.1 million metric tons in the unknown category that are probably likely China. So they're within a stone's throw of their 12 million metric ton obligation that they set, and that's through next August. So China really stepped up here at the end of the year. Soybeans really didn't react too positively to the news because we started looking south of the equator and Brazil producing another very, very large soybean crop. As we started to get into December, though, weather starts turning a little bit more negative for production in Argentina. A lot of weather watchers keeping an eye on the developing La Nina that is taking place. Very, very classic signs in Argentina. Could lead to some significant crop loss, as there are already areas that have went 4 weeks without meaningful precipitation.
In the year just ended, 2025, plenty of volatility, and I would assume we'll have to deal with that again in 26, at least at times.
Yeah, and two of the big ones that really jumped out at me for 2025 came from the outside markets, mainly gold and silver. Gold and silver finished with their best years that they've had since 1979. The U.S. dollar, however, going to finish with the worst year it's had since 2017. I'm watching this for the economy side of it. Obviously, that'll spill back into the commodity market, but we have seen these commodities, especially corn, soybeans, and wheat, thrown into baskets when you have the managed money crowd show up. If they start to sell off the precious metals, you do tend to see corn and soybeans back off. Wednesday's trade was a classic example of that. You got to remember, we were going into year end. Once we turn the calendar to January, to see some of this buying come back into gold and silver would not be a surprise. To see a little bit of weakness in the dollar to start out the year wouldn't be a surprise either. And that is also beneficial for U.S. commodity markets, particularly from the export sales side.
Carl, we appreciate your contributions in the year just past and wish you nothing but the best in 2026. Happy New Year.
Same to you and all of our listeners.